Well, have you ever wondered why phone calls cost more at peak times and who decides what is peak time? If you're a TalkTalk or a SkyTalk customer and you want to make an off-peak call, you may have to wait an extra hour to do so from today. Taking the lead from BT, which changed its rules on off-peak rates in April, cheap calls won't now begin until 7 p.m. The business models of some companies, including airlines, are built on peak time pricing models. So will more industries follow suit? Philippa Busby reports.
Rail fares rose this year at their lowest rate since privatisation, yet some passengers saw ticket prices nearly quadruple as 180 journeys were recategorised as peak, taking them outside regulatory price controls. With trains, as with planes, companies want to make profit where they can from those who must travel at busy times, whilst encouraging others to fill seats on quieter services.
Laying on more capacity at peak times is costly. Is the same true of telephones? Eddie Murphy is from Priory Consulting.
The increased cost comes from having to put more shared equipment in to carry a higher volume of traffic. It doesn't happen very often, but sometimes when you pick up the phone, you may get an engaged signal, and what that means is the network is busy.
So this is more about managing when we make calls so that they don't have a problem which requires more investment.
That's it, precisely. And you do that by changing the price of making calls so that it's cheaper at some times when the capacity is free.
That spike in electricity use when thousands reach for the kettle at the end of a popular television show could carry a premium in the future, as new smart meters will allow energy companies to have any number of different prices at different times of the day.
There you are.
Some pubs have happy hours, but usually a quiet drink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon will cost the same as at 10 o'clock in the evening. But how far could peak pricing go? Might we one day see the price of a beer or a restaurant meal changing by the hour? And if we did, would it change our behaviour?
Well, Mark Billage is a partner at Simon Kusha, a leading pricing advisor. Mark, is there a valid argument that the phone companies might use that this is about smoothing out use to keep costs down?
Not really, I don't think so. I think if they were really trying to smooth out use, we'd have seen that price increase put across all the front pages of the papers, on the television, advising us to change when we call. It's actually buried really in the terms and conditions. I don't think it's a way of trying to drive volumes. It's a way really of trying to drive revenues.
And do we as customers really make calls later because it's off-peak and it's cheaper?
I think some will. I think the price-sensitive groups will. There's a vast majority of us that won't. There's a lot of us that really don't know what we pay on our phone calls at all. Even this kind of calling, this kind of peak price, off-peak price, is very hard to find on the bill. I'd be very surprised if 95% of us could even know what we were paying for our phone calls, let alone when we were going to make them because of it.
Now, airlines are the masters of peak pricing, aren't they? But could other industries become just as sophisticated?
Yeah, well, we just heard from Michael O'Leary. He's doing a bit of peak pricing of his own there, putting the prices up in July and August for bags as a way to try and drive demand. Lots of different businesses are starting to do this. One of the conditions for that is that you can have a shop window where you can change prices a lot, which of course is the internet. So many businesses are starting to do this. Anyone that has a fixed capacity that they can't really resell at a later point is incentivized to try and drive demand in this way.
Okay, Mark Billage, thank you very much.
Thank you.